In March, Mitt Romney made one of the most emphatic cases against Donald Trump of the entire year.
This recklessness is recklessness in the extreme. Now, Donald Trump tells us that he is very, very smart. I'm afraid that when it comes to foreign policy, he is very, very not smart.
And here's now President-elect Trump back in April.
The last election should have been won, except Romney choked like a dog. He choked. He went, "I can't breathe."
But in one of the crazier twists of Donald Trump's transition period, and remember, this includes the president-elect tweeting out about Broadway plays and Saturday Night Live, Mitt Romney is now apparently under very serious consideration for Secretary of State. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving is here with some thoughts about that and other news. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Robin.
And what are we hearing now in terms of Romney's chances? Because last week people were saying, no, that's not possible. And does he appear to want the post now?
He does appear to want to at least make some sort of peace with Donald Trump after that exchange and many others like it that you just cited. He does appear to want to be on the team. He could certainly stay in his own world. He does not absolutely have to be in Washington. He's not a senator. He's not someone who has to deal with the president. So he was willing to come and submit to this Bedminster, New Jersey version of the White House that looks a little bit like an entrance to the White House but is actually one of Donald Trump's golf clubs. And he was willing to submit to that whole business. There was kind of a bemused look on his face or an amused look on his face as he came out, and a lot of kind of funny pictures of the two posing together. Obviously, that was one of the things Saturday Night Live made fun of. So it's real hard to see them as a foreign policy team when Mitt Romney said back in 2012 that our biggest world problem was the aggressive Russians. And Donald Trump has very recently continued to say that we should be friends with the Russians.
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump also met with and raved about General James Mattis, the retired Marine Corps general, in the front running, I guess, for defense secretary. Can you tell us a little more about Mattis?
Strong current running in favor of General James Mattis today. When Donald Trump tweeted about him over the weekend, he referred to him as General Jim, quote, Mad Dog, unquote, Mattis. Mad Dog Mattis. Now, that's been a nickname that he's had in his 44-year career in the United States Marines. He led one of the combat divisions in Iraq, when we invaded that country in 2003. He has also had some other really tough missions as a Marine general, and he is seen as a tough and aggressive general, but he is also a person of a remarkable degree of education. He has also been seen as an intellect in the military. And so he would probably be one of the stronger members of the team if a team is really what Donald Trump is trying to put together with respect to national security.
Yeah. Well, Ron, you mentioned, you know, Donald Trump was tweeting out over the weekend about some of the candidates. You've seen a few of these transitions. This one is like a reality show. How unusual is this, and how maybe, you know, fraught with future problems? What if, you know, we see these people go in and do the handshakes on the front porch? What if Donald Trump offers a position to someone and they turn it down? I mean, normally this is kind of behind closed doors.
One would not expect that anyone willing to go and be part of this sort of audition, as you say, one is tempted to remember Celebrity Apprentice. If someone is willing to go be part of Donald Trump's reality show, would they then turn down the offer of a position if it were the position they had been interviewing for? That seems unlikely. Mm. The time to say no might very well be before you go on stage with Donald Trump.
Yeah. But and have you ever seen anything like this?
No. But then on the other hand, everything about the Donald Trump presidential bid has been brand new. It's been Donald Trump's rules, not the normal rules. And I think we should probably get used to this because there's no reason to think he's going to change.
Okay. Well, in the same vein, Donald Trump's been very active again on Twitter, tweeting several times over the weekend in a back and forth with Alec Baldwin, who played him on SNL. Trump asked for equal time. Of course, you know, any president who wants to on SNL, I'm sure, could walk right in. He also attacked the cast of Hamilton after they appealed directly to Vice President-elect Mike Pence, who was in the audience, asking him to protect diversity. They made a statement. Most people have heard about this by now. We know Donald Trump elected with overwhelming white votes. Do you see this changing? Do you see him doing something to maybe – I mean, Mike Pence said, you know, I thought it was lovely that we had this, you know, exchange. He was more political. You know, he is a politician. But people do have freedom of speech. So where, how do you see Donald Trump handling this Twitter handle as we go forward?
I imagine there are going to be many more days when Donald Trump sends something out on his Twitter handle and Mike Pence or somebody else kind of walks it back a little bit. And then Donald Trump goes back and either deletes the tweet or says something else, goes in some other direction. Let's remember that Donald Trump himself personally has been the host of Saturday Night Live. He has mm-hmm. been a guest on Saturday Night Live. He has had no problem with it at other points in history when it served his general overall show business purpose. Yeah. And he has done quite well with that approach to politics and that approach to show business. One would expect that he would be a highly unusual president in this regard and be much, much more visible in the entertainment media than any president we've had before.
We also should note that there's a traveling company of Hamilton in Chicago, and apparently an audience member got up during a program after the cast in New York made their appeal and got up during a show and shouted epithets at the actors on stage. So this could get into more dangerous territory. NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.